tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
And you're very welcome back to Tip Today. Now, Ashley is looking for your help. The story is one that begins shortly after her birth. For the last 13 years, she's been fighting what most people would seem an impossible fight. Diagnosed at 3 months with neurofibromatosis type 1, she has seen what most would not see in a whole lifetime. To tell me more, first of all, I'm joined by Ashley's aunt, and that's Mary. Good morning to you, Mary.
Morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, and thank you for coming on with us today. Will you tell us about Ashley and her trials and tribulations and what she's gone through?
Well, as you know, Ashley has neurofibromatosis, which is a genetic condition, and it attaches to the nerve ends of the body, which causes extreme pain. It can be you can get disfigured from it. Ashley is, the way it's affecting Ashley is she has 5 tumours on the brain. The main one is attached to the optic nerve. And that is, so it's a glioma. It's a glioma, an optic nerve glioma. So that is attached to, which is affecting the vision. And she is seeing the National Blind now in Kilkenny. Because her vision is failing, so it is. And so we're trying to raise the money to bring her to London, Portland Street in London, to have an operation to remove that tumour and then see what they can do with the other 4 tumours.
She suffered a stroke, I think, a couple of years ago, didn't she?
She suffered a stroke in 2018. She did, yeah.
And what? How did that affect her after that?
Well, it has left her with weakness down the right side. She developed tics and Tourette's from it. Mm-hmm. She has recently been diagnosed with autism, and her learning is like she wouldn't be like any other 13-year-old going into secondary school or anything like that. She's kind of probably learning the 8 or 9 stage of learning is where she is.
Right. She had surgery, I know, in 2019 as well. It was scoliosis surgery, wasn't it?
Scoliosis, yeah. She had a full spinal fusion for the scoliosis. Yeah, she had.
And was it through that with MRI scans that it was discovered that she had further tumours, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was actually when my sister, Alison, took her to Portland Street in London.
Right.
There's a brilliant neurologist over there, and Dr. Marie Canan. And she sent her for an MRI and she found the other 4 tumours.
Right. By God Almighty.
Yes.
And how is Ashley? I mean, how is she dealing with such trauma?
Well, because of COVID, she's totally confined because obviously you're trying to mind her so that she doesn't pick up COVID.
Of course, yeah.
So she's totally confined to the house. For herself, it's affected her in every way because of her schooling, her everyday living. On top of all that, she has developed problems with her stomach last year,
right,
which has resulted in her having a feeding tube fitted. So because her weight was dropping, and that was put in there in October. So she's been tube fed as well as eating. She's been tube fed. But the problem is there's something wrong with the stomach, so that when she eats, she automatically vomits it up. It's not actually going into the stomach. It's only going so far down to, like, your chest bone, and then it just comes out again. So,
oh, the poor dove.
Yeah. So.
And I know that her mental health is showing signs of depression, I think, at this point as well.
Yeah, well, she is. Yeah, yeah, she's depressed, and she does have bad days, good days. Yeah, she does, like.
And is it impossible for her to have interaction with other children her age? Or,
well, it is, yeah, because, I mean, well, with COVID it is. Mm. Yeah, it is, like, she have her own, like, she has her brother and she have two brothers and a sister.
Yeah.
But that would be it. Mm. She's not really seeing anyone else, unless it's like they ring her through phone or something like that. But no, because of COVID, no.
My God, Dermot Doherty is with us as well. Dermot, good morning to you. And thanks for coming on with us. You're looking after some of the fundraising, Dermot, is that right?
I am, yeah. I got to know the family over the last while, and as a parent of a 14-year-old myself, you know, you can kind of relate to the story. To thank God we have a healthy 14-year-old, but at the same time, you God forbid you that we were ever in the position, you would have to reach out as well. Mm. And that's why a group of us jumped on board to see could we help the family as much as we could.
Mm. And how can people get involved in that fundraising?
The family have a GoFundMe page set up, hashtag in aid of Ashley. It can be accessed on social media through Twitter and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And all contact details are on the page anyway. But the way that the plan we have is we're giving ourselves plenty of time. We're aiming for Monday, August the 2nd, the bank holiday Monday. We're planning a monster raffle. Now, it's growing by the day with the list of prizes that have been donated to us. Now, it's taken a lot of work where we have to text message, phone call, email the who's who of the sporting world and beyond mm. to see what we can locate. But today, people have just been unbelievable in the response.
Mm. And so it's a very attractive raffle, obviously.
It's growing. Even 10 minutes ago now, another prize was received. But, I mean, can I run through just a very brief
list? Yeah, just give us an idea about what's there. Mm. Sure.
Today's Coolmore Stud and Feathered, Kildang and Stud in County Kildare, framed prints from both Horse Racing Ireland, Barry Geraghty have all given us basically exclusive prizes from the racing world. Ratkeel House Hotel in Limerick have given us a voucher. We have a signed Tipperary Munster Football Champions jersey and a signed Limerick All-Ireland Hurling Champions 2020 jersey. Joseph O'Brien Racing in Piltown have given us a super prize of a morning for four people down in East Gallops.
Mm-hmm.
A good friend of mine, John Hennessy, has donated prizes, and Chelsea FC. For Ashley, I think Mary would tell you more, but I think that was the icing on the cake for her.
Right. Isn't that great altogether? So again, just if people want to pick up tickets for that, just what's the easiest way to do it, Dermot?
What we're hoping people do is people can go onto the page directly, hashtag in aid of Ashley. Mm-hmm. Once you tap that into Facebook or Twitter, it'll bring you straight into the page where all the details are available.
Right.
People can donate directly. But even at that, when people donate, we're hoping people could donate 10 euros or more. You know, I mean, we're all in tough times, but if anybody can afford to donate, to do it directly, they will receive an email back then and they can put in a comment that it's for the raffle. Now, in the last few days, people have been donating, but they've just donated. They weren't interested in a raffle. They just wanted to give to the fund. Right.
Very, very good indeed.
But we will keep a list of the names.
What's your goal? What's your goal to raise?
They have to raise a minimum of 100,000 euros.
Right.
Now, well, they're about coming up on a fifth of the way to us. But as Mary outlined there, with the different illness Ashley has and the conditions she has, time is not on the side.
Right. Right. So the sooner this can happen, the better. Mary, what about that? Because with COVID and restrictions on travel and one thing and another, is there a date that would be suitable for Ashley to go?
No, not at the moment.
Right.
No, not at the moment. She's too, no. We have to really mind her. And like we have, my sister has phone consultations from Portal Street and they keep in touch the whole time to know about her condition or if there's any problems or anything like that. So that goes on the phone all the time.
Right.
But no, there's no date because we just have to, like we were over, the last time we were in Portal Street was September. And we wouldn't travel then after that. They just, because they shut down anyway over there.
Yeah.
But it was too dangerous.
Right,
so we just have to wait, yeah.
But because time isn't on your side, I guess at some stage of this year you would like this to happen.
Oh, it'll have to be this year, yeah, because the optic nerve is so damaged and it's starting to come away.
Right.
That as soon as this goes to such a level, it has to be operational.
Right.
So, yeah.
And how does Ashley feel about the notion of travelling and the operation and the likes?
No, she's nervous about it and she's worried about it. But, like, she knows we'll all be there with her.
Mm.
And she knows, like, it has to be done.
Right.
There isn't an option. It has to be done. Because, like, whatever site that can be saved like, you know, so that she doesn't go totally blind.
Of course, yes. Of
so
course.
this is just to save some of. Now the damage is done, so that can't ever be reversed. It's done. So, like, even with an Ashley blind now, she has dark glasses, so that it's not for sight; it's for glare.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, that's what it's for. She's had, and now they're after giving her, you know, magnifying glass, stuff like that, so that she can read better, and, you know, just to make life a little bit easier for her.
Dermot, you can't help but compare it to your own. Your daughter's 14, I think, and, you know, when you see a young girl of that age and enjoying life and that sort of thing, and then you see Ashley's plight, it's stark,
so easy,
isn't it?
To relate, Chad. Yeah. So easy to relate, because you just be, you know, when you see a little girl like Ashley suffering and going through so much, you're just thankful that you're not facing that day in, day out.
I know, absolutely. Well, listen, very best of luck with raising that money. Just remind people again, Dermot.
It's hashtag in aid of Ashley. That's InAidOfAshleigh. And once people tap that into Facebook or Twitter, it'll bring them directly into the page.
All right. Well, listen, if we can help you further in the future, we'd be delighted to do so. Dermot Doheny and Mary Prout Daly, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
and bye-bye to you now. And best of luck to lovely Ashley as well. 1800-938-007. Mary was on to say, making a very good point as well. She says, Fran, when you hear the story of that girl suffering, doesn't it make our restrictions with COVID seem very, very small? Indeed. And you're so right.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry. In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.